Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business. So Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's go on out and look at the composite trade. In Kansas City, May wheat 757.5 down 4. July 763 down 3.5. September 773 down 5.25. May wheat in Chicago 724.75, now 25 down 4.75. July 725.25 down 4. September 731.75 down 3.75. May corn 728 up 1.75. July 710.5 up 2. September 599.75 up 3. December 568.25 up 3. May soybeans 1438.25 down 2.25. July 1417 down 1. September 1304.5 up 3.25. And November at 1268.25 up 4.5. May soybean meal 418.40 down 90 cents. May soybean oil 50.46 down 3, now down 2. April live cattle 126.15 down a nickel. March feeders 134.75 up 10. And April lean hogs 77.75 down 30. Go back to that May soybean oil contract 50.46 up 3. Joining us on the phone to talk, no, not yet, to talk to us. Well, do a little bit of agricultural news while we're waiting for Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities to come on board. Cyprus parliamentary president today says a deal reached for his country to raise $1 billion in order to qualify for an international bailout is a painful one, and he calls it a defeat for European solidarity. The prime minister, parliament president, says that Cyprus must work fast to reform its economy and lead the bailout plan as soon as possible. Cyprus avoided bankruptcy and potential turmoil across the eurozone by coming to a last-minute $13 billion bailout package, of which Cyprus must come up with $7.5 billion. It's going to do that by sharply cutting back its oversized banking sector and making large bank account holders take losses to help pay much of the bill. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Don Hish of Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning. Good snowy morning.
Well, it is a good snowy morning. Did you have an interesting drive in?
Yes, we did. It took a little bit longer, and we got a little later start after we went through 4-foot snow drifts. Oh, but we're here, a few of us.
A few of you are right there. In the marketplace, it appears a few people showed up, too.
And yeah, they did. You know, we started off in the night session here, weaker in here, but we've turned more now to a mixed market. Seen a little bit of strength show up over in the corn market. Beans are still a little bit showing a little bit of red ink here, but they're starting to firm up as we speak in here now. And wheat, in fact, all three of these markets coming up. Of course, the big news, you know, will come out on Thursday when we get the planting intentions in USDA supply demand.
Yes, and we'll talk about that in just a second. If you looked at the marketplace earlier and you were looking at the electronic trading session, corn was actually doing a little bit of minor bear spreading. Soybeans was all in the red. Now we've got corn all in the green and soybeans doing a little bit of minor bear spreading and wheat just pretty much doing what wheat is doing, and that is negative territory. Is this the kind of week that we're going to anticipate seeing leading into the report, just sort of toying around the edges of things?
You know, typically that's what you do see. Everybody's trying to get in position here. You got the traditional funds who can go both long and short. Then you got the index funds who can only be long because they have to replicate an index of some sort. And everybody's going to, you know, compete for position here and do some market squaring up to get their ducks in a row before that report hits.
I was talking to Aaron Curtis in the earlier show, and I was thinking he was mentioning the market squaring too, and I'm thinking, yeah, that's drinking coffee and reading the newspapers, what that amounts to.
Yeah, because you know good and well they've already had these plans laid out in advance. That's right.
So what is the anticipation out of Bates Commodities that we're going to see in the report on Thursday?
Well, we think probably the numbers that we saw Informa came out with here at the end of last week might be pretty close on here. They're looking for corn in the 97 to 97.8 range on the corn plantings. USDA last time had a 96.5, and they're looking for soybeans at 78.5. USDA had a 77.5, and they're looking for 56.1 on the wheat. Last time USDA had 56. So there probably isn't going to be, or there shouldn't be, and you can never outguess government report, but there shouldn't be a whole lot of difference from these numbers. And, you know, if we know these numbers, the other trading entities know these numbers too, and I think people will have already positioned themselves before they hit us. Unless there would be something way off base, I think it'll be kind of a blah report.
Anticipation for the quarterly grain stock report?
Well, they think that might be down a little for corn. We saw some numbers come out there before that were a little bit higher, but now they're thinking the quarterly report especially for corn, might show us a little bit of setback. Maybe a little bit bigger numbers for the beans, but corn maybe a little bit easier, and wheat about on line of what they had before.
So if we come in under 5 billion bushels corn, what does that imply for the marketplace?
I think that's bullish. Yeah, that would imply. Maybe go up and take a look at that, the last trading high we made up there around 747, I believe it was, in the May corn. That's an old high on the charts there, the last rally high before this final low. We could sure go take a look at that.
It'll be interesting to see if we get a number like that, because they already gave us 100 million bushels in the last WASDE report.
That's exactly right.
And for soybeans, what would be a bullish number there?
You know, I've heard numbers all over the place, but I think instead of the grain number, they're going to be more importance attached to the acreage number for beans. If you come in with something under, let's say under 76 for beans, that would be really, or under 77, that would be really bullish for the beans.
We were looking at the weather, and we're wondering how we could get under 77 right now.
I know it, especially when you see people delaying, and that's why I say I think that would really be a shock. You see people delaying their planting corn, even down south. Because, as we all know, a year ago we were talking about 80-degree weather, and a lot of corn planted a lot of places by now.
What do you think the anticipation will be, or what do you think we'll see on this afternoon's crop progress report for south?
Well, it's going to be interesting, because I've heard numbers all over the place, and nobody seemed to be able to come up with any kind of a progress that makes sense. But if you're going to look down south, you might see maybe 10% of some of the southern stuff done, but that's going to be a big number if it really comes out with that. But I've heard that number.
I hear Georgia and going east is really not going to have much.
No, they won't, no. And that's, the other place that might go, though, is to cotton.
Eventually could go to cotton.
Yeah,
we'll have to see.
Good prices for cotton.
We'll have to see how that plays out. The other thought that I was having, and see what you think about this, is that we got some pretty decent numbers last week on the report for states like Texas. But I wondered if it was the easy part, and here forward, the rest of Texas might be a little bit harder to get.
I think that's exactly right. Yeah, from going forward, I think that's going to be a little harder to get. That's right.
Thank you very much, Don.
Okay.
That's Don Hish, and he is with Bates Commodities out of Bloomington, Illinois. Bloomington Normal, actually Normal. Let's look at the current marketplace in Kansas City. May wheat is 727. Make that 757 and a half, down four. In Chicago, May, 728, down 1¾. May corn, 728 and a half, up 2¼. December at 569 is up 3¾. May soybeans, 1439, now 1440, down a half. November is 1269, up 5¼. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.